Dixon, good to have you and get to know.
Good afternoon.
Should we go for a walk?
Yes, we can.
Cool. Most adventurous thing you've ever done?
Everything I do is adventurous. Work, job, everything.
Birmingham or London?
Definitely Birmingham, because I came to Birmingham in 1964, and I've always loved Birmingham. London's too crowded for me.
Best advice you ever received?
Do it your own way. That way you're honest and you aren't copying anybody else.
How old have you been when you started at Uniper?
I was 16.
Wow.
I started as a craft apprentice. And there's some, I had an opportunity. We interacted with the public directly. We had our own repair shops for white goods. In my younger engineering days, my biggest triumph was with my mum. I came home on a Friday afternoon to find that the washing machine hadn't worked. And my dad said, oh, she's booking the repairman. And I said to him, don't say anything, leave it to me. So I went out, a set of spares for 90p. And when she came through the door, and my dad said, your son has fixed your washing machine.
Oh, proud moment.
Yes.
What is your proudest achievement at Uniper so far?
I think the best one that gave me the best feeling is I was working for renewables, and I was working in Gardanne, Provence 4, conversion of a power station from coal to wood pellet, probably 18 months project. And I came back to the UK, and then about 2 months later, there was a request, can Eric come back out and help us on a different project? So yes, I was requested back, as it was Eon France then, and I went back out for another 3 months to help on the project. So I felt good about that.
What skills do you need to be successful in procurement?
You have to be empathetic. Empathetic to your stakeholders, your suppliers, empathetic to your colleagues. We have a saying in procurement. Have you ever heard of Kenny Rogers, the gambler? The main chorus goes something like, you've got to know when to hold them, know when to fold them, know when to run away, know when to hide. Don't count the money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough counting when the dealing's done. Which means when you're negotiating with the contractor, you have to listen to what he wants. You don't drive in on price, you don't go in straight looking for money, because if you employ a contractor and you drive him to the wall, he goes out of business, and you have to start the whole process again. So you have to listen to your contractor, listen to your stakeholders, and then get a good balance. So in procurement, negotiation, or the sympathetic ear is the way we go. I wish for Uniper that they continue to consider their staff, because it's the staff that is Uniper. Without the staff, there is no Uniper. And I'm sure with the staff we have, we're very resilient, so whatever is thrown at us, we'll adapt, as we have done in the past, and I'm sure we will do in the future. Happy birthday, dear Uniper. Happy birthday to you.